Good morning. The time is 11:32. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Razor, and you are listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450 KBPS.
Local family farms are outraged over new proposed farmstead rules, says K2. They say that the new rules would benefit large corporate farms while making it harder for small farms and pumpkin patches to operate. The proposed new rules from the Oregon Department of Land Conservation and Development aim to protect farmland by clarifying regulations and ensuring that farmland is used for farming purposes. The drafted rules include a limit on what types of promotional events a farm can host. Farm owners argue that the new rules will ban popular agritourism activities, such as petting zoos and live music, unless they directly feature a farm product or have an educational aspect. Another rule being considered would limit a farm's ability to use temporary structures more than 90 days a year. These structures include canopies, tents, benches, and tables. The new rules would also give enforcement power to local governments.
We should start to see construction begin by the Moda Center as the Rose Quarter Freeway Project is about to start in August, even with a $1.5 billion funding gap. Oregon Live reports that state officials acknowledge that they've secured less than $5 million for the freeway, Portland Freeway mega project. However, the project could exceed $2 billion in total cost. Construction is set to begin August 25th, and ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, mentioned it'll mainly focus on improving roads and bridges infrastructures in the area and upgrading stormwater treatment systems. Commissioner Alice Chapman says delaying the project could also hurt relationships between ODOT and contractors, which could potentially hurt companies from working together with the state in the future.
Your next opportunity to get one of the best burgers you've ever had in your life is tonight in Southeast Portland. Proletariat Butchery hosts a monthly famous barbecue where they grill up fresh, house-made, local beef burgers on a wood fire grill. That is this evening from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Foster. Portland Parks and Rec Free Lunch and Play will have free lunch, crafts, and games at many Portland parks today. They also host tons of other fun activities in the parks. Arts in the Parks will be at Mill, Lincoln, Kenton, and Columbia Parks today. At 11:30 a.m. through 1 p.m., Portland Parks and Rec's Environmental Education Team's Traveling Nature Museum will be at Stephens Creek Crossing Apartments. They'll have a table with animal pelts, bugs, rocks, science games, and sensory activities, and a ton of other stuff. Everyone is welcome to come see, play with, and touch the display. The Portland Opera will be bringing Mount Scott Park in Southeast free music from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Gateway Discovery Park is hosting DJ Time with DJ George, where you can enjoy family-friendly music while you play in the plaza and in the splash pad. This evening at 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Fam Jam will be at the Portland Dream Plaza on Southeast 9th Avenue and Taylor Street. It'll have skating, art, music, and free food. All are totally welcome to go to that. It sounds really fun. And at 6:30, Picante Latin Jazz will be playing a free concert at Verdell Berdine Rutherford Park. Picante Latin Jazz will be playing traditional Afro-Cuban music with a fusion of, you guessed it, Latin jazz. And at 7:30, you can watch Coco at Spring Garden Park. That'll be shown in English, but will have Spanish subtitles. Tomorrow at 6:30, Rose City Park will be hosting a reggae concert by Iron Profi. And at the same time, Kenton Park will be hosting Bridge City Soul's Old School Funk and R&B show.
Lloyd Center may be a ghost mall, as most people say, but what's really keeping the people around? Some of the open stores and some of the few food stands in the food court, but let's be real. The backbone of the mall staying open is the ice rink and, more importantly, the Barnes & Nobles. From Oregon Live, Barnes & Nobles is really the only chain set in place in the mall that hasn't really changed up until now. Under the new model, all books are sold for 40% off, while all toys, games, and gift products are half off, mentioned in an email from Brendan Taft, store manager. And he has described this change as a, quote, trial run.
40% off on books. I might need to go check that out, but also I kind of shouldn't buy more books. My bookshelf is already bursting at the seams. But anyways, that has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Razor. We'll be back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. A career is often referred to as a ladder. As you progress, you move up another rung. But in today's job market, making a lateral move or even a downward step is best for career development. A new position allows a worker to gain new skills, experiences, and knowledge and work in a different environment, all of which are beneficial when looking at moving up a career ladder. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Portland weather. Hey, it's your DJ Sydney back at you with the weather. The forecast for today has decreasing clouds with a high of 75 degrees. Tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with an overnight low of 55 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 75 once again. Right now, we have overcast and 63 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 63 degrees in Hillsboro. And currently, we have overcast and 61 degrees in the Rose City.